The Buddha's instructions to Pukkasati included becoming very familiar with a very basic, elemental level of experience and recognizing this is not mine. This I am not. This is not myself. Not me. Not mine. Not who I am. An exploration of a very basic level of physical experience of body, the sensation level of experience, can help us begin to recognize that there are different kinds of processes happening in our physical, mental system, our organism. There are processes of body and processes of mind. And more often than we might recognize, these processes can get confused, conflated, mistaken for each other. Because there is such a tight interconnection between body and mind, a conditioned relationship between body and mind. And so beginning to really understand this elemental level of experience supports us to start to tease apart these different processes. Just as an example right now, put your attention in one of your hands. Feel into the experience, the sensations that are there. You might be noticing pressure, tingling, pulsing, vibration, coolness or heat. Maybe some stiffness. The sensations of experience directly. And now open your eyes and look at your hand. Think about it as a hand, what hands do. Is there a difference in your connection with that bare level of experience? I find in that, even as many times as I've done it, as I open my eyes and look at my hand and think about it as a hand, the sensation level diminishes quite a lot. We often conflate the idea of hand, and because of that, we are unable to really go a level deeper and feel into the actual experience, the actual physical experience, which has nothing to do with the concept of hand. And so in his instructions to Pukkasati, the Buddha encouraged recognizing these different elements, physical elements of experience, And in his day, the physics of reality included recognizing earth, air, fire, and water. And we can understand our bodily experience through these, the sensations associated with these elements. And so sitting here now, exploring the element of hardness, solidity, weight. This is the earth element. In your experience, the weight of yourself, the heaviness, the sense of solidity of the body as a whole, feeling into that aspect of experience. Earth on earth. And then there's the quality of movement, vibration. As you sit here, is there a, can you touch into an experience of vibration in the body? Sometimes we can experience this through a broad experience, a feeling of the whole body vibrating, tingling, pulsing. Sometimes it's not accessible, you can touch into an area like the hand where you might notice this quality of movement. Pulling, pushing, pressure. We can experience this through a vibratory energy field sometimes, or simply through the movement of the body with the breath. The expansion of the rib cage, that movement. The movement of the abdomen. Relax. Just exploring the physical realm of the body through this lens of movement of air element. Recognizing of air element. This is not me. This is not mine. This is not who I am. It is simply movement, tingling, pulsing, vibration. And then the fire element, the experience of temperature. You may notice heat or coolness, the range of temperature on the surface of your skin, and perhaps you might notice some different differences in different areas. I find a way to highlight this if it's not obvious for you. Take your hand and put it on your cheek. Often there's a different temperature. You can have the highlight of fire element. Again, this experience of temperature is simply experience, not me, not mine, not who I am. And then there is water element. The experience of moisture, stickiness, fluidity, cohesion. This can be obviously experienced through tears or perspiration, for example. Water element is often most easily experienced in dependence on other elements. And so now I'm going to take you through an exploration of how we know these elements in dependence on each other. We'll explore this in the mouth. Take your tongue and push it against your teeth, feeling into the hardness of the teeth. Noticing that element of earth, of hardness there. That element of hardness is highlighted because of the pushing. And so now notice the way your tongue is pushing against the teeth. The movement of pushing. The element of temperature may not be so obvious in the mouth. Kind of a body temperature may not be so accessible. And then movement. Take your tongue and again move it across your teeth. And water element is revealed here through the slipperiness of the movement. The presence of water creates the slipperiness of movement across earth. The experience of water being revealed in dependence on earth and air. Movement across hardness. If there were less water in the mouth, there would be a stickiness to that movement. Of this experience, this elemental experience, we can recollect, this is not me, this is not mine, this is not who I am. We are composed of star stuff. As we begin to recognize this very basic level of bodily experience, we can start to see that there are ways that we respond, ways that we conceptualize experience. Our experience often has a quality of being pleasant or unpleasant. And we tend to like the pleasant, not like the unpleasant. Maybe not even notice the neutral. And this is mental response to the physical experience, the liking and not liking of our bodily experience. It may actually move to, if there's, for instance, pain in the body, strong sensations of burning, pulsing, tingling, aching, stabbing. There may be aversion that arises, anger, frustration. Again, there's a distinction between the elemental experience of earth and air, movement, hardness, pulling, heat, and the mental response. So we can begin to see the difference between reactivity to experience and the experience itself. Sometimes as we're sitting in a field of experience and noticing reactivity, we might explore what actually is the experience. There's the reactivity, but what is the actual experience? We may find, actually, that the actual experience of sparking, pulsing, burning, tingling is somewhat unpleasant, but that the reactivity to it creates a whole added layer of struggle, of unpleasantness. touching into this elemental level of experience also helps us to recognize the cause and effect or conditioned nature of body and mind. We see how a bodily experience of pain, of stabbing or burning, conditions reactivity. Bodily experience conditioning mental experience. We can also see when there is an emotion, the arising of fear or joy or depression or anger, often there is a conditioned response in the body. Anger impacts the body through pressure, heat, tightness. Joy may be experienced through light vibration. And we can explore this as we are experiencing an emotion. We can recognize this is how the emotion lands in the physical realm, but recognizing the distinction between the body and the mind. This exploration of elements, you may find it interesting to consciously explore it at certain times. Choose to turn the attention to the body and notice the various sensations at an elemental level. And it can also be more of a something you may notice at times, settling into your practice, relaxing the body, receiving the experience of breathing. It may happen that at times you recognize the experience of breath as simply rapid increase of pressure to a hardness. If the mind gets complicated around an exploration like this, I would encourage simplicity. Just noticing the breath, the body, letting go of thinking about experience in favor of directly being with experience.